We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is a lawyer. He's an attorney. He's a barrister extraordinaire. You think he'll ever do anything in England? That's where the barrister comes from, right?
I don't know. Possibly.
Never know. Hey, you may have, you know, you may wind up doing like Bruce Springsteen and a lot of other people are claiming. They're going to leave the country if, well, if Trump gets elected, but maybe if Biden gets elected, we'll see where the country goes too. Now, big move yesterday on Hillary Clinton's birthday of all days.
Yes.
Amy Coney Barrett became a Supreme Court justice, an associate justice on the Supreme Court. They said she could start hearing cases and getting involved as early as next week. I don't know what the holdup is, why she can't get on there. She is going in today to work, but I don't think there'll be any rulings related to her until next week. Because are they done with rulings for the week? They have still more to go.
They only hear cases certain days. I think that they're only on emergency orders right now. So that's why we're seeing a lot of the election stuff, because they're coming up on emergency or petitions and emergency filings.
Oh, like with Wisconsin, because they had to get that decision done before.
Yep.
Where they cannot count absentee ballots after election day. You know, Jeff, I got to just mention about this. This did not sneak up on us, this election. How do you wait till the last minute if you're going to mail in? Now, you could just go in and cast a ballot, and I understand the whole COVID issue, but you should have passed your ballot by now if you want to make sure it's counted. I mean, I've been seeing something on social media or some stuff that if you don't get it in by today or tomorrow, you may be in peril of not having it counted.
I'm old school. I vote on election day. I am thinking that we really need to revisit how we're doing this. And, you know, maybe election day is a national holiday. And you go back to the only reason you can get an absentee ballot is if you're going to be away from your home on election day. But this just seems, I mean, last week we had, after the last debate, people, you know, Google, it was trending, how can I change my vote? And there are states, including Minnesota, where you can do that. You know, it just seems that this mail, the early voting, the mail-in voting, some of this stuff has just been, I understand everybody wants everybody to have the option to vote, but I think there's better ways to do it than how we've been doing it here. And this is a good example this year of how not to do it.
Well, you've got no shot of that happening if Democrats control one of the, either the House or the Senate or both, or if Biden is in, it'll be a long time before you see that. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bid to have all mail-in voting and not even have an election day. Just say, yeah,
they might try. They might try.
Because all things are on the table now after the illegitimate seating of Amy Coney Barrett. That's one of the talking points that they have. And the other talking point that's gaining a lot of steam is that, what, 5 of the 9 justices were put on by presidents who did not win the popular vote. So they want
to get rid
of
the fact that they include Roberts and Alito in there that were appointed by George W. Bush after he won the popular vote in 2004.
Well, let's not go into minutiae.
Dems like to change the rules when it doesn't go their way. You know, I listened to Mitch McConnell's floor speech, and it was really good, and I really hope that the Democrats pay heed to that, because where we are right now with arguably a 6-3 conservative majority on the court is a direct result of it's an escalation. Every single time it was a reaction to an action that the Democrats took in terms of the Robert Bork hearing, filibustering judges, blowing up the filibuster for lower court judges, then filibustering a Supreme Court justice. I mean, they have nobody to blame but themselves for where things are.
Well, but things are there. And you know what? They actually, and this is heresy, if, you know, to people who loved Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what happened yesterday is really her doing. When she was first diagnosed with cancer in her early 80s, when Obama was president and would have gotten her successor through, she chose to just, she wanted to stay. She must have thought she'd live well into her hundreds, but she could have stepped aside and ensured that that seat would stay liberal. But she chose not to. She wanted
to stay.
That's
correct. I even read a story that I think it was in 2013 when Obama could see the handwriting on the wall that they were going to lose the Senate. The Senate was going to go Republican in 2014 in the midterms. That he brought her to dinner to have dinner with him at the White House, and was kind of like, hint, and she made it clear she was not looking to leave anytime soon, and I think at that point I think Obama even knew, well, we're screwed. So he tried. He he could see it coming and made an effort to try to persuade her to retire while he still could appoint basically let her pick her replacement. And that apparently wasn't good enough. So.
Well, who was it? Was it Kennedy who just decided he was going to retire? And that opened it. Yeah. I don't remember if it opened for Gorsuch.
Kavanaugh. Gorsuch filled the Scalia opening. Right. Yeah. Kavanaugh replaced Kennedy.
But, I mean, there is a point where they should retire. It isn't. I don't understand why they make it an appointment for life.
Well, I believe it's in the Constitution that they're appointed for life. Federal judges are appointed for life.
Again, I don't understand why they do, because have they ever had a battle with one who had dementia?
If I recall right, there was one that maybe had some bladder control issues in their later years, and they literally had someone follow him around with a bucket.
Well, they got Depends. Or that was probably pre-Depends.
Right. Thing is that these justices are living longer. Everybody's living longer.
Well, it is what it is, because I guess if you give it to them for life, you can't say that they're swayed by anything. But they should. There should be a point, though, when they do. Nobody should be doing it. How many have gone into their 90s on the Supreme Court?
That's a more recent thing. You know, you look at some like, you know, Kennedy retired. You know, I think he was in his 80s. Sandra Day O'Connor retired younger. Justice Souter retired. I mean, some of these, you know, justices are still out and about. I mean, unfortunately, Justice O'Connor is dealing with Alzheimer's at this point in her life. But they do historically, a lot of them have retired. Not as many of them die in office, so to speak.
Well, I mean, but it's good that maybe their family their family members say, you know what, it's time that you just retire and let's just enjoy life. So wherever that goes, it will go. Now
I've heard Clarence Thomas has been on record saying he's not going to die a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, all right. Well, that's interesting.
Now that he's kind of in charge, though, he may be a lot more fun for him in the next 10 years. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll have to see on that one. So let's just go through it very quickly. If you voted already in Minnesota and you want to change your vote, when you go to vote on Election Day, you ask for your ballot. Is that what it is, or the absentee ballot?
You tell them that you've already voted, and there's a way that they can.
Even if it was a mail-in. Or all mail-ins absentee? I'm not sure.
I think
about
all
that.
Mail-ins are absent. I think they're all absentee.
Okay, so here's then you could get it back.
Yeah,
in other states, I'm not so sure. But okay, so just go down there and say, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to do a write-in for water and conservation.
There you go.
I've never seen water and conservation that I can recall with more than one candidate. That is a job that nobody seems to want, except for the person who's the incumbent's had it for any number of years.
Right.
Like that with judges, too. Right. But with judges, it was explained to me. I was talking to somebody last night. Do you really want to run against the incumbent judge and you lose and you have to then go in their court as an attorney?
Yeah, it's very difficult to be an incumbent judge. I did see back to the Supreme Court. I did see something on Twitter last night. Some nutball leftist was saying that if they were it had a case in front of the Supreme Court, that they shouldn't answer the questions of the Trump appointees, and some lawyer chimed back and he said, what a stupid comment. Why would you want to lose your client's case over a political statement?
And by the way, speaking of a statement, that Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, when asked about voting, she didn't say no. She yelled, hell no. And they must have been all remote because there was not a Democrat in the Senate.
Right, right. So that's correct.
Terrible.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Jeff, I greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you so much. And the BS Show, take a quick break. We will be right back.